Rune Arledge was a showman. It was this very trait that made professional news people worry when he asked for and was granted the challenge to run ABC News in 1977. But when reporters and producers, who can forget that the news business descends not only from Walter Lippmann and Edward R. Murrow, but William Randolph Hearst, actually saw Rune Arledge transform television news, they might have been reminded how the best news people, Lippmann and Murrow too, have theatrical gifts. They know how to tell a story. They know how to move an audience, and they like to perform live. Like many accomplished journalists, Rune Arledge began in the sports section. He reinvented ABC's wide world of sports in the mid-1960s by multiplying cameras and putting them onto the backs of trucks that would follow alongside a track or into trees overlooking a ski slope. It was Mr. Arledge who minted the phrase that Jim McKay intoned every week as film flickered by of a sprint runner breaking the tape and collapsing in joy, and an unnamed slalom skier wiping out in a shower of snow, spanning the globe to bring you the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. But another contribution may have been underappreciated at the time. Rune Arledge was an internationalist. Americans could be, still may be, fairly parochial in our appreciation of sports, but Rune Arledge used lights, cameras, and the action to show that the grace, poise, and pluck many Americans admired. And Willie Mays and Johnny Unitas could also be glimpsed in Austrian ski jumper Hans Klammer hurtling into the air over a slope, or Dutch speed skater Ard Schenk grinding into a turn, and the great Kenyan runner Kiposhni Kanu bearing down into the grit of a track for the last few steps of a mile. He also insisted that his sports announcers be independent, real journalists. Howard Cosell could be vain and nasty, as well as shrewd and inspiring, in part because Rune Arledge encouraged him to express an independent view. Mr. Cosell championed Muhammad Ali's right to remain the heavyweight champion of the world. He was defying the word of the U.S. government, and Rune Arledge stood by him. Another phrase from sports was used to describe Mr. Arledge's tenure at ABC News. He was given an unlimited budget and exceeded it. But whatever his excesses, he spent much of that treasure sending good people to look into dark corners around the world. Anyone who helped invent Nightline wins his place in a Hall of Fame. In a time in which news organizations can seem timid and consumed by small-minded gossip, it is nice to remember how Rune Arledge so often reached to do something bold.